This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 15th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Chuck Nally. Here's today's headlines. Greer says Trump-Z meeting is still on, and Trump backs Argentina aid package and a farm assistance package. Top U.S. trade official, Trump and Xi should still meet, says China overstepped. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said that President Donald Trump and China's President Xi Jinping still scheduled to meet at the end of the month. It makes sense for people to talk when they can, Greer said in an interview on CNBC. Senior staff from both governments met yesterday in Washington, Greer said, following Trump's announcement on Friday that China would face new 100% tariffs next month. Trump posted on Truth Social after Beijing tightened exports of rare earth minerals, threatening new tariffs and to cancel the planned Z meeting. I think they have realized that they've overstepped, Greer said of the Chinese, but he added that it is hard for them to find an off-ramp at this point. Take note, a Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson said over the weekend that threats of high tariffs are not the right way to get along with China. They said the U.S. has undermined economic cooperation, including expanding trade restrictions and pressing ahead with port fees. If the U.S. insists on going the wrong way, China will surely take resolute measures to protect its legitimate rights and interests, the spokesperson warned. Trump defends America First bona fides of Argentine package. Trump says financial support for Argentina is keeping with his America First approach to U.S. foreign policy. Some soybean farmers and Democrats have criticized the package because of Argentina's potential to supplant U.S. exports in key markets. During a White House visit by Argentine President Javier Milei on Tuesday, Trump defended the measures, which includes up to $20 billion in currency swaps with Argentina. Helping a great philosophy take over a great country would benefit the U.S., Trump said. If Argentina does well, you're going to have others following, he added, asserting that democracy and fair and balanced trading is growing on the continent. Trump downplayed concerns that China is pivoting to Argentine soybeans. China likes to draw wedges, Trump said, but added it's not going to mean anything in the end. Take note, Illinois soybean grower John Bartman repeated farmers' concerns over the Argentine support in a call with reporters yesterday. MAGA now means make Argentina great again, Bartman said, charging that South America has been the top beneficiary of Trump's tariff policies. National Farmers Union calls for swift relief for farmers. NFU President Rob LaRue has written to the president and congressional leaders calling for swift economic support for farmers. Recently enacted trade policies and the resulting actions by other countries have wreaked havoc on our markets, driving commodity prices far below the cost of production, LaRue writes. Meanwhile, input costs are projected to reach record levels in 2025. Farmers and ranchers, he said, need help as soon as possible to survive. LaRue said assistance should be balanced among regions and crops and exclude foreign-owned corporations and large concentrated corporations. He also wants measures expanding domestic demand, including year-round E15 ethanol blends, an increased biodiesel, and sustainable aviation fuel production. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. David's Walsh Back Farm Assistance Package. Kansas Democratic Representative Sharice David said she backs assistance for farmers hurt by tariffs. An Agriculture Committee member, David's agreed with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz that Democrats should support what Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is calling bridge funding. I'm here to support the farmers, producers, and ranchers in Kansas, David said. I also want to make sure that when we talk about this, we keep in mind the reason that we're in this mess right now is because of Donald Trump. He's taking his scattershot approach to trade. Walz asked about supporting something benefiting voters who overwhelmingly supported Trump, said, "We don't base our support on our neighbors based on the political ideology of who they voted for." The two spoke on a call with reporters organized by the Democratic National Committee. Separately, Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins told AgriPulse that farmers need help this growing season. He said some are giving up on certain leases to focus on the acreage that will provide the most yield. He added that the assistance package needs to be large enough to make a difference. The amount matters, he said. Indonesian official and others take aim at EU deforestation rule. The Indonesian ambassador to the European Union says a proposed EU deforestation rule could pose insurmountable challenges to Indonesian ag exporters. A forthcoming EU rule will make importers of certain ag commodities demonstrate that their supply chains are deforestation free. For small Indonesian farmers, it could cut off an important market, the official warned during a webinar yesterday hosted by the International Food Policy Research Institute. Ambassador Andre Hadi said that many Indonesian coffee, cocoa, and palm oil farmers, quote, live in remote areas and lack access to GPS devices, digital maps, or capacity to meet complex traceability requirements. Further, the farmers may work land given to them by customary rights and fail to meet EU legal definitions. The regulations also may not have the desired impact, said Kevin Chen, an IFPRI researcher based in China. Supply chains could simply reorient so that the EU takes a much greater share of products that come from clean supply chains, while China buys more products from deforested land or areas at higher risk of deforestation. Now take note, U.S. producers are opposing the rules and timber producers are already facing impacts pitting exporters against southern landowners and intermediaries. Here's today's final word. During most of my life, Midwestern farmers would listen to the great farm broadcaster, Orion Samuelson. He would often preach the need for a marketing plan in order to lock in profitability. He would say, if you don't have a plan, you're playing Vegas with the markets. And if you aren't careful, you can lose your farm. Well, this year, thanks to Trump, most farmers never had the opportunity to lock in profitability. That John Bartman, an Illinois farmer, on a call with reporters yesterday, organized by the Democratic National Committee. Orion Samuelson is retired. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 15th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.